This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Afghan Taliban have denounced U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to call off peace talks with the insurgent group. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The secret meeting was to have taken place at the presidential retreat at Camp David, Maryland, just days before the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. But in a tweet Saturday, President Trump said he was canceling it because of a car bombing in the Afghan capital on Thursday that killed 12 people, including 10 civilians and an American soldier, an attack for which the Taliban claimed responsibility. Trump said the attack would only weaken the Taliban's bargaining position, tweeting, "If they cannot agree to a ceasefire during these very important peace talks, they probably don't have the power to negotiate a meaningful agreement anyway." And he asked, "How many more decades are they willing to fight?" Ben Thomas, Washington.
In an interview with ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo explained why the talks were canceled.
We had a commitment that they would meet in Oslo to begin reconciliation conversation. And then the Taliban overreached. They killed an American in an effort to gain leverage at the negotiating table. And President Trump said enough.
Pro-democracy activists rallied outside the U.S. consulate in Hong Kong on Sunday as they tried to ramp up international pressure on Beijing following 3 months of protests. Panther Chan organized today's rally.
Hong Kong is the forefront of the battle against the totalitarian regime of China. And this is the forefront of the free world. Please support us. Please support us in our fight.
The protesters called on the U.S. to pressure Beijing to meet their demands. China's trade with the United States is falling sharply as the two sides prepare for more negotiations. There is no sign of progress toward ending a worsening tariff war that threatens global economic growth. For news on the go, be sure to download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Thousands of people are fleeing the devastation in the Bahamas as conditions grow increasingly desperate, nearly a week after Hurricane Dorian made landfall, reducing many homes to rubble and knocking out water and power. Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports.
Thousands are attempting to flee rapidly deteriorating conditions in the Bahamas as the country begins to count the cost of devastating Hurricane Dorian. Many are hoping to get off the hard-hit Great Abaco Island to seek safety in the capital, Nassau, or head further afield to Florida for shelter, supplies, and even jobs. The U.S. Coast Guard and Navy have been shipping in relief supplies and had already rescued nearly 300 people from isolated areas in the island's worst hit by the Category 5 storm, which made landfall earlier this week.
That is Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. State media in North Korea says one of the most powerful typhoons to ever hit the Korean Peninsula has left 5 people dead and 3 injured. Before reaching the north, Typhoon Lingling hit South Korea, killing 3 people and injuring 13 others. A senior minister of Britain's ruling Conservative Party has resigned because she does not think the Prime Minister is serious about creating a Brexit divorce deal. Work and Pension Secretary Amber Rudd says Boris Johnson is not working to secure a Brexit withdrawal agreement. Meanwhile, British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says it has been a rough week for the Prime Minister after several resignations by Conservative MPs and cabinet ministers and a rejection by lawmakers for a snap election in an effort to break the Brexit deal.
We're going to keep going on with the negotiations with the EU. We want a deal by the end of October, but we must leave come what may. I think the country otherwise will be drawn quicker into the quicksand, if you like.
One of the unexpected outcomes of Brexit could be looser food standards. AP's Zaria Shackley has more.
If Brexit goes through, the UK would have to negotiate its own trade deal with the US. There are concerns that Britain could be pressured to accept looser food safety standards when negotiating its own post-Brexit trade deals. And some worry that could mean allowing chicken from the US that's been chemically washed. The US chicken industry says producers have shifted from chlorine to other chemicals, which it says improve food safety. Zaria Shackley, London.
Turkish and U.S. troops conducted their first joint ground patrol in northeastern Syria Sunday as part of a so-called safe zone that Ankara has been pressing for. Turkey hopes the buffer zone, which it says should be at least 30 kilometers deep, will keep Syrian Kurdish fighters away from its border. Turkey considers these Kurdish militias a threat, but they've also been a key U.S. ally in the fight against the Islamic State. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Best music today, the voice of